head over to the livestock side. This cattle market was on fire from a cash perspective last week. Are we going to see some carryover?
I think we will. I look for the cash market this week to try to hold together here. And we have a lower show list this week, or a smaller show list. And that should speak to the fact that we're going to need to have packers get a little more aggressive. So I think that, you know, the market is in pretty good shape. The cutout is very strong, near all-time highs. You know, your cash market last week was within a dollar of the all-time high. Good things for the cattle producer, but we certainly believe that this market still got some room.
What about for the hogs? I mean, we've seen them lifted, but talk of maybe some bigger numbers and weight-wise as well coming to market.
We are, and yet the market's not really willing to lay down. And I think part of that is due to the fact of the pork index is like $3 premium over what the futures are at on the December. And I think the bears are afraid to sell into it with the pork index where it's at.
Are we going to see the consumer demand continuing to ebb and flow like it's been?
I think we will. You know, they're going to go for the products that, like poultry, hamburger, roasts, this time of the year, and it's your higher-end cuts that might not have as much demand as we'd like to see. Especially, you know, one thing we got to keep in mind is, of course, I'm sitting here watching it snow outside my window, and I know at home, 25 miles north of where my office is, and my office is on Highway 20 in north central Iowa, and but I had like 2 to 3 inches at home. Well, you know, the Farmer's Almanac does not spell good things about our winter. They're talking a very cold, snowy winter. And if that be the case, what we're going to have is a situation where heat bills are going to, you know, the furnaces are going to be turned on earlier than normal. And maybe we're in for a long winter. That can impact also what the consumer is paying. And the thing is, when you look at milk, they're talking milk prices are really going to go through the roof. Well, all of these things are impacting the family-type people with children. And so I think it's going to have a big impact.